Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Landfill playing the bangers today. Is this a new one for Vodka Rebel Friday?
First time I heard it.
This is one of those ones that Dar sent me.
Is this from Joel Corey?
No. We played our only Joel Corey earlier.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything, brought to you by Connection, the trusted technology advisor to many federal customers. Let them help you today at connection.com. B, we got questions.
Let's go.
And almost everybody has a weird nickname. There's Big Will and Mad Max. Who would you like to hear from first?
Anyone.
Let's start with Big Will. Big Will in Rockville. It's time to ask B. Mitch Anything.
What's up, boys? Kind of a two-parter. So, B. Mitch,
yo,
would you ever consider dressing up as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle for charity? And if so, which Ninja Turtle would it be? The second question is...
Hold on, let's get through the turtles first. Let's get through the turtles first.
Would I do it for charity? Yes. I don't know who all the turtles are.
I think you strike me as a... Who was the leader? Leonardo? Or was he...
I like Leonardo because I'm a Leo. I'll do Leonardo. Yeah, that'll work with... They call me Leo for short.
I think I'm like a Michelangelo type. I think you're a Leonardo type. All right, what was the next one, Big Will?
So I got a 9-year-old daughter. I'm approaching teenage years soon. What sort of advice would you give me as I approach that?
Work on your ninja capabilities and stealth stuff to know everything happening around. Nah, just, you know, be open and honest with them and talk to them about things, and they'll tell you stuff. Like a lot of parents tell me, well, my daughter don't say nothing to me. But if you're overly protective, they're going to try to not share stuff with you. If you be open with them and talk to them about things, they'll share it all.
Hey, Will, I have a question for you, if you don't mind. How big are you to call yourself Big Will?
Yeah, I mean, you could ask your boy Jay Lynn. I'm about 6'4", 250, so, you know, I'm not small, but I'm not.
Well, you won't have a lot of issues when they come to your house.
Listen, 6'4", 250, that counts. You're Big Will to me. Thank you, buddy.
All right, brother.
I think 6'4", 250 counts for big anything.
Yeah, there you go.
Ben is in Fairfax and apparently has a job proposition for Brian.
Huh?
What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. I run my own photo and video production, and I won't say it on air right now just to be respectful. But I wanted to offer you, since you do so much work for charity and always giving back and always kept your work ethic off the field and after your playing career, to make a video spot for you or anything like that, kind of like a E60 interview to highlight any charities you need or any biking events, anything like that. I live in Centerville myself, so I just wanted to offer that to you, free of charge, whatever you need.
I appreciate it, man. Let me see.
Was that a question?
No, he just want to offer somebody, get somebody to get his phone number.
Well, the question is a yes or no, essentially, if he's interested.
I'm interested, definitely.
All right, okay, thank you, Benny.
I can leave my information off there.
Hold on real quick.
I'll put him back on hold. When Linnell comes back, he'll get to him.
All right, cool.
Let's go to Mad Max. If there's anybody we need to talk to, it's Mad Max in Greenbelt. Mad Max, ask B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, B. Mitch and JP. My question for B. Mitch is, what's a player in your playing career that you hated to go up against and somebody just really just got on your nerves?
I don't think with anybody like that. I mean, there were people that I didn't like, but I loved going up against them, but nobody that I hated to go up against at all. You know, it was a bunch of people that get on your nerves, but I wanted to face those guys because I wanted to shut them up. You know what I'm saying? So some of those guys, Warren Sapp, because Warren did a lot of talking.
Reggie White.
Curtis Buckley was one. Anytime we play against the Eagles, the Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, anybody that on those teams, I despise them. But just for me, I was more of the competitive type where I always wanted to see them, you know, and see who and the thing about sports is you don't have to wait. You get to find out where you stand on a daily basis, even on a weekly basis when you're playing the sport. And I always was looking forward to that.
Good call, Max. Thank you, buddy. I should have followed up with him and asked him what qualifies him to be called Mad Max.
He's probably mad.
MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. It is Ask B-Mitch Anything, brought to you by Connection, the trusted technology advisor to many federal customers. Let them help you today at connection.com. Got one from Twitter, B. You ready?
Yeah.
This is from Dwayne. He says, B-Mitch, with tackling being so poor in the NFL today, do they or would they ever consider bringing in a college wrestling coach or a judo coach to teach the defense how to take someone down? It's frustrating to see horrible tackling.
They won't do that. All they have to do is start tackling a little bit more in practice. I mean, to become good at something, you have to at least do what you're trying to become good at. And for the most part, guys don't tackle until the regular season starts or the preseason in the beginning. You know, so they don't do it all offseason, which is understandable. Training camp is not a lot of tackling. You got to find some point. At least 10% of practice, 5% of practice, to do the thing that you're paid to do, especially being defensive guys.
Fair. Let's go to Mo. Mo is in Largo. Mo, what's up, man? You're on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, Mo?
This question is for Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah.
Good thing, because it's asking me much anything.
Are you mad, bro?
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at you at all, dude.
I'm a little salty on the radio.
No, is this the Mo? No,
but Mo,
hold
it's
on.
Like,
yeah.
Hold on, everybody. No, let me finish.
Uh-oh.
You had to, you shouting to the rooftop because you won a golf match against me?
No, okay, so let's start by saying this. The monetary value was private. I never mentioned that. Now, losing three ways, that was public domain.
All right, but you went and told somebody to that you beat me, but not to say nothing, but they told me. Let me finish. That was the first thing that came. Then the next person called into the show and said it. So it's like,
I didn't ask anyone to call you. And at first I did tell Drab that I was like, you know what? Don't go about that. Like, don't be an ass about it because I don't want to come across as being an ass. Am I happy that I beat you? Yes. Was the goal to beat you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do I want to play you again? Whenever you're ready.
You're going to be ready. But you better be ready.
You're a marked man, B-Mitch. You know that.
Right, Mo,
hey, hold it's cool.
Let me clear up what's happening here. Mo, you stay there. So, Mo and Brian played golf last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
B-Mitch doesn't lose much on the golf course. He lost to Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Mo won $60.
Yeah.
Here's what happened since. Mo told Drab about it. Mo's somehow friends with Drab.
And told Drab, don't say nothing.
Yeah. And so Drab immediately came in here and was like, hey, B-Mitch, I heard you lost $60 to Mo. And we all kind of just laughed about it. We didn't talk about it on air,
yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah.
But then the following day, Radio, who's a radio P1 listener, Radio called in and brought up that B-Mitch lost money to Mo.
Uh-huh.
So, Mo, you have at least told two people about your golf conquest.
And I found out yesterday that he posted it on Facebook.
Whoa. He posted it on Facebook?
Yes, I found it out yesterday. You know, I don't follow social media like that.
So, Mo, hold on, Mo, you got to answer some questions for me now. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Absolutely.
So, you told Drab, you told Radio, and you posted it on Facebook?
And I posted it on Instagram.
But besides that, you didn't tell anybody.
Right.
Mo, do you know what happens when you poke the bear that is Brian Mitchell?
Hey, we will see, because keep in mind, in this situation, I'm the bear. So, you're ready.
Obviously, you can't be the bear if you're running around like that.
So, you're a 2-7, Mo, is that correct?
Hey, the lion don't run around bragging when they just do it.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, this was something I've been wanting to play with you for years, okay? So, you know, the fact that I was able to play with you and then proceeded to lay the smack it down it.
Okay.
You know, I couldn't hold it back. I'm sorry.
How wide of a margin of victory are we talking? Thank you, Mo. How much? What'd you lose?
$60.
But what you go, you lose front, back, and overall?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good win.
It was like a shot 87, something like that. He shot like 80, what, 2, 3?
Okay.
But it's, it'll be another turn.
Did you get strokes? Because he's a 2 and you're a 6.
No, I ain't getting no strokes.
Okay.
No, I ain't for no strokes.
All right. Let's keep it going here for Ask Beamish Anything rather than screaming about golf bets. let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Josh?
Oh, snap. My bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so quick question, B. Mitch. What is more annoying to you, people who smack and make noise when they eat or people who pass gas around you? And has JP ever done one of those two things?
JP passed gas all the time, and then he won't say a damn word. He just starts smiling. And then when it hits you, you're done. So I don't care if you smack when you eat because some people just do that, but passing gas, I get up and walk out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I do the same thing.
We sit in a very small room for 4 hours a day, and I do think it's kind of funny when I fart in here, I'm going to be honest with you. But I'm not a smacker, I can tell you that. Thank you, Josh.
Good shout out to Mo, by the way. Mo said, I'm the bear, baby. Mo.
Mo. And Mo trying to make a name for himself.
I used to hunt bear.
Jupe is in Gaithersburg. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. 800-636-1067. Also, if anybody called in earlier that wasn't able to get through, you want to tell us where the stadium should go, where the stadium will go, fire away now. Jupe is in Gaithersburg. What up, Jupe?
JP, B-Mitch. Hey, B-Mitch.
What up?
You should know, man. Mo, you can't be mad at him, because if I beat you in anything, I'm going to have a whole clip on Fox 5 News. Yes, I beat B-Mitch. And it's out of respect. Ain't nothing. Ain't no negativity to it.
You know, I don't tell everybody I'm the best at everything. But you know, if you want to be able to brag, then you know, let's line up face to face and run some football. Then.
Hey, I'm with it. Then I'm with it all day.
Then I think you got the right to brag.
I'll say this: I've beat you in one thing in my life,
ping pong,
and I bring it up 6 years later. So I kind of get where Mo's coming from.
Okay, I'm glad.
Maybe I beat you in something else. I think I could beat you in ice skating, and I think I could beat you in a swim race.
I doubt that.
I showed you the speed at Larry's house.
No, I saw you, but you beat Mitch and Pete.
Yeah.
You beat a dude that's like 3-something, and you beat a guy that's just dorky. I mean, come on.
I think swimming.
Swimming is something I do.
All right. Ice skating.
I've never done, but one time.
Skiing.
I'm not doing that.
Right. So I'm trying to come up with things I can win at.
Yeah, but when you don't have brakes,
geography
I don't.
Geography B.
That's your thing, man. I don't even try to deal with you on
Math
that.
Math 101.
No,
I
you won't.
No chance.
No, you have no chance in hell.
Lanville, are there any other things you think I could beat B in?
Yeah, losing.
Well, aren't we going to start the summer games next week?
Yeah.
We are officially starting the B. Mitch and Finley summer games next week, where once a week we will compete in something.
All types of things. It's going to be like some golf events.
I think Flip Cup.
Flip Cup is cool.
Maybe we get some darts in here. It could be kind of dangerous, but it'd be kind of fun. Snooker? Do we have enough room for a snooker board, Landfill?
I don't know about all that.
All right. My guy Linnell has a lot of questions that he wanted to bring up.
Lord,
and it is officially Ask B. Mitch Anything. So I think you should ask B. I'm sure there's 8 billion things in your giant brain, but the linebacker question you had was legitimate.
Yeah, you know X's and O's, B. I was saying, is there a real need for them to bring in another linebacker unless they feel everybody else behind Holcomb and Davis just blows and can't play at all? Because they're not going to be playing three linebackers most of the time anyway, right?
They play three linebackers, but the thing I've been wondering is, are they trying to go to this 5-2 thing?
Where they
have the 5-D linemen and the 2 linebackers. If that's the case, maybe not. But until I see Holcomb hold down the middle linebacker position, as it is normally played, I still believe a guy who has played middle linebacker for some time needs to be on the roster. Because just like last year when they moved Jamin Davis there, and they didn't find out till damn near the second half of the season that it worked.
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't play and things of that nature. I think that what if it doesn't work with Holcomb? You don't want to wait till the second half, almost the end of the season, before you have to do something. Somebody need to be on the roster.
Whatever happens, I want it to start happening much faster.
Yeah, that's it.
I got one for Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Yeah.
Do you believe, like we've discussed, they will start the season with a significant sense of urgency that we haven't seen in consecutive 2-6 seasons?
I think
2-6 starts.
I don't have to believe that they should. I think they better. Because this year, you all this talk about how it plays in the second half of the season, my mindset to that is, what if you just had played better in the first half of the season? You wouldn't have to play so hard in the second half. You make your percentages go down when you don't do much in the first half. They need to hit the ground running full speed this year, because Ron has put the focus on year three. This is year three. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Bobby in Alexandria has a question for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Bobby, what's up, man?
What up, Bobby? Bobby, take a break, man. You got to get good in a good spot. That phone
I think Bobby just ate a Quaalude or something happened.
Phone did.
something's no good. If that phone doesn't get better, Linnell, we can't help Bobby.
Bobby. Come on, Bobby. Come on, Bobby. You make me look bad, Bobby.
You know what's crazy is, as we have this prolonged stadium debate, it's going to be interesting to figure out, like, B, what do you think the chances are we know? So it's a long 3-day weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Lawmakers generally chill on weekends, I've learned. Yeah. I don't think they do a lot of working.
I was going to ask, the lady earlier, Miss Barbara Favola. Well, because she says the weekend coming up. I was about to say, you about to get your vodka Red Bull on? She sounded like she was focusing towards vodka Red Bull.
Senator Favola does not strike me as a vodka Red Bull person.
Well,
a nice glass of Sauvignon Blanc,
something like that. Yeah. You know,
if she wants a vodka Red Bull,
you drink Prosecco.
Prosecco, red wine, and Coke.
I don't think.
When
she's
did
doing...
you get on a Prosecco kick,
bro? He sent me bottles. He even got cases of that the other day.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to do the red wine and Coke, though.
I got on it, JP, because I just realized they had Total Wine had a order online feature, and I needed to get above the order minimum. So I'm like, hey, what the hell? It suggested that I should buy it. And
what does your Total Wine profile look like?
I've only ordered once, and I just got
beer and Prosecco.
Yeah, I got a bunch of summer ales and then some Prosecco.
He got what my daughter's drink, Prosecco.
Landini,
Did you put Chambord or... champagne in. I mean, or orange juice in it.
I just drank it straight from the bottle, B.
Oh, Lord.
You're just drinking Prosecco straight out of the bottle?
Yeah.
That's one thing if you're at a club or like a early morning brunch at Starboard. But popping bottles, I'm guessing you were just chilling at home, popping bottles straight to the dome?
Watching some soccer.
that's a Saturday morning right there. What I know is you got to take a nap after that.
I love naps.
I know you love naps. I'm fully aware of that. I don't know about Prosecco at home. My wife likes champagne. I'm not a big champagne guy, man. It's not for me. I'll have a glass here and there. Certainly if you're at a wedding or a celebration and offer a toast.
There's some of them I like. I mean, Krug Rosé, but you know what? When you're spending that type of money, you better like it.
Right. Like when I have high-end champagne, sure, it tastes good. But like...
I remember one New Year's. At my house, so I was there. I had like Terry Allen, all the guys were over, Donnie Simpson. So what I did something like this. I bought bottles for the guys, and I bought bottles and glasses for the ladies. And I was like, we're going to take it back to the hood. We're going to drink it straight from the bottle. The hardest thing in the world is to drink champagne from the bottle. When you go to drink that thing and you drop that bottle back down, it's coming out. And to try to keep it up from wasting all over the place, it gets you there real quick, dog.
Sure.
It gets you there real quick.
It sounds like it'll get you there.
So we drank the bottle each, out the bottle, and then we went with the ladies. We got the glass.
Bottles and models, baby.
Yeah.
Ask B. Mitch Anything brought to you by Connection, the trusted technology advisor to many federal customers. Let them help you today at connection.com. Still got folks on the phone. We're going to run through it all. We're all revealing our Memorial Day weekend plans. We'll see who has the best plans coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.